Ata Marie, coming up in today's programme, more on the planned closure of Tiwai Point and the latest from the financial markets. Transpower says work's already underway to move surplus energy from the far south to the rest of the South Island and parts of the North Island. However, it will take at least three more summers and $100 million before it completes the project. A further investment of between $550 and $600 million will be needed to bring the power to all parts of the North Island, including Auckland and the far north. Transpower's Manager of Grid Development, John Clark, says a decision on the second stage of development will need the support of the wider industry.
At this stage, the 5 to 7 year window is an estimate, and the key constraint is on the timing and ability to lay a new cable across the Cook Strait. That's a reasonably major undertaking.
And is that where most of the cost goes?
The cost for the cable across the Cook Strait is estimated at around $150 million, but that's only an estimate.
Transpower's Manager of Grid Development, John Clark, talking to Nona Pelsier. Meridian Energy says it's on board to help Transpower get the necessary infrastructure to move the surplus stock north once Tiwai Point is no longer consuming the power. The smelter uses about 13% of the nation's electricity, and once it exits the market in August next year, there'll be excess supply at the bottom of the South Island. Meridian's Chief Executive Neil Barclay says it will work with Transpower to get both phases of the project completed to move power north where the demand is.
Ourselves and Contact funded the initial stages of the Lower South Island grid upgrade. We need to enhance the transmission network that will allow the electricity generated by the Manapouri and Clutha hydro schemes to get up to the sort of mid-South Island region and then cross the Cook Strait cable to most of the customers who are in the North Island. It's now become the highest priority transmission project in the country, I believe, so we'll be working with Transpower to try and accelerate that completion date.
Meridian Energy's Chief Executive Neil Barclay. And the closure of Tiwai Point won't influence overall business confidence at a national level. There's been swift market reaction to Rio Tinto's plans to wind down operations at the smelter. The news comes as ANZ's preliminary monthly survey reveals headline confidence has lifted to a negative 29.8%, which is better than just over a third in June. The move closely follows the measure of businesses' view of their own future, which has improved by 19 points, but still most of it is a negative outlook. ANZ senior economist Miles Workman says Tiwai's closure will have a severe economic impact, but mostly felt in the far south.
From a macroeconomic level, it's not as much of a game changer, to be honest. I mean, there will be offsetting forces here. So obviously job losses, which is not good timing on that front, and weaker output as well. So not good timing on the activity front. But in the scheme of things, still a relatively small part of the economy, given how big this broader global shock is.
ANZ senior economist Miles Workman. Turning now to the markets, American stocks on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is down 1.25% to 25,742. The S&P index also down, it's down 16 points, half a percent, but the Nasdaq's in positive territory, up 50 points, 0.47% to 10,541. Meanwhile, the NZX 50 index starts today at 11,441, down 266 points, and the drop driven by the news of the Tiwai Point smelter closure. In Australia, the 200 index closed up 1%. And the dollar, the New Zealand dollar trading at 65.6 US cents, a 94.3 Australian, 52 pence, 0.581 euro, 70.4 yen and 4.5 yuan. Brent crude oil, that's at $42.38 US a barrel. And gold, currently down $13, and it's sitting at $1,802 US dollars an ounce. That's business for now. I'll be back with more on the markets at 8:30.